introduce John McLean. He's a wonderful musician, plays guitar, plays mandolin and harmonica, and he did a piece here last week, and he's going to be doing that again. And then he's going to be introducing the open mic performers. And I really welcome guest hosts, and John does a great job with that. Please, a big welcome for John McLean.
Thank you, Ellen, and Ira, and Paul. Well, Paul had a mandolin, he played that, and he did a cold-related song. This is one I wrote. I played it last week. I'm going to play it again. It's called The Big Branch Disaster. It's a true story about a mine disaster only about 3 years ago, and it goes like this. Gather around, people, I'll tell you a story about the big old West Virginia and the Big Branch mine. A deadly dark day that's hardly remembered, but for those whose memories are frozen in time. I'll never go back to old Riley County, down the cold river where my hometown lay. Too many graves with names I remember. 29 miners died there that day. Cold April morning, mine fan not working, fact well known to Big Gary May, superintendent of Big Branch Production. Gary knew well how to best earn his pay. I'll never go back to old Riley County, down the Coal River, where my hometown lay. Too many graves with names I remember. 29 miners died there that day. Now Gary, he worked for an outfit called Massey, Ronald L. Blankenship, CEO. With threats to the miners and two sets of safe books, Gary and Ronnie kept the coal on the go. I'll never go back to old Riley County, down the Coal River where my hometown lay. Too many graves with names I remember. 29 miners died there that day. Coal dust and methane, a most deadly mixture when the mine's not cleared by a hard-working fan. Good men paid the price of deadly evasion, April the 5th, 2010. And who mourns for the widows in Montcole and Burton, lives full shattered by the blast in that mine. Their men are all buried, the mine shaft is shuttered, and Ronnie B. has paid off his fine. I'll never go back to old Riley County, down the Coal River where my hometown lay. Too many graves with names I remember. 29 miners died there that day. So many graves with names I remember. 29 miners died there that day. Thank you very much. Thank you. Now I'm going to step over to the other mic.